Lowering Cholesterol Confusion by Kane Queck. There is a lot of cholesterol confusion right now. For years, the media has pointed fingers at high cholesterol for being the main cause of heart disease. This has created an era of low-fat, low-cholesterol diets. These diets have allowed the processed carbohydrate and sugar industries to boom. Supposedly, America is decreasing the amount of cholesterol in their diet and distributing cholesterol-lowering statin drugs. Then, why is heart disease still the leading cause of death in the United States? It is time to clear up the cholesterol confusion. Cholesterol makes up almost 60% of your brain. It allows your nervous system to communicate and is a component of key hormones in the body. Additionally, it mediates digestion, aids the immune system, and does many other things essential for our bodies to function. After all, cholesterol is so important, the liver has a built-in production line to protect the body if levels get too low. So, how did a nutrient that plays so many roles in the body get labeled as the cause for heart disease? Early research from Russian scientists found plaques in the arteries of rabbits that were fed a high cholesterol diet. These plaques had a similar composition to those found in humans that have died from heart attacks. However, there were many fallacies in this study. Firstly, rabbits are normally omnivores and were not allowed sufficient exercise. This study also never explained the process of how a fat-soluble substance, like cholesterol, ended up stuck on the walls of an artery. Particularly since it is able to freely pass through the membranes of any cell. Having excess sugar in the blood is known as hyperglycemia. It creates an environment where glucose can bind to a lipoprotein by a process called glycation. Just as if you were to spill a sugary drink on the counter, the glycated lipoprotein becomes sticky in your body. Inflammation caused by sugar constricts the blood vessel, which brings the glycated molecule close to the vessel wall. This easily allows it to stick to the walls. The now immobile molecule attracts abnormal cholesterol that has been oxidized, possibly from excess sugar or smoking tobacco, which builds a plaque made mostly of cholesterol. The plaque grows until it restricts the blood flow, leading to major complications such as heart attacks. Indeed, this plaque would have never occurred without the help of sugar. The Great Cholesterol Myth, revised edition, says the single dietary factor that has the strongest correlation with heart disease is sugar. The book cites evidence that over 50% of the people who die from heart disease have perfectly normal cholesterol levels. It devotes a whole chapter explaining more in depth how the sugar metabolism ends with glycation, oxidation, and inflammation mentioned above. Combine that with studies that show the addictiveness of sugar, and we see why heart disease is such a major problem in the United States. Still not convinced cholesterol isn't so bad after all? Let's take a look at patients using statin drugs that effectively lower cholesterol. A study conducted by the American College of Cardiology showed that there is ample evidence that lowering cholesterol does not consistently lower cardiac heart disease mortality. However, take a moment to remember the roles of cholesterol in the body mentioned earlier. When you do, it makes sense why confusion, amnesia, sexual and muscular dysfunction, and hypersensitivity reactions are just a few of the adverse effects that occur with impatience. Cholesterol is a vital nutrient in the body, and heart disease is not prevented with a pill. It is more likely to be prevented with a lifestyle change, which is what living your ideal 100-year lifestyle is all about. Want more help navigating the often confusing health information? Find a 100-year lifestyle provider near you to help you on your journey.